Des Moines Democrat Jack Hatch, a Senate leader on health care and a candidate for governor, offered the bill.
This was brought to our attention because of the reserve for Wellmore at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Blue Cross Blue Shield, in a newspaper article, said that it had reserves of $1.4 billion.
Now, the state insurance commissioner has the authority to find out whether a company's reserves are too big. The commissioner ordered an audit at the company's expense.
It cost about $250,000. The study was conducted. It's been completed. I haven't seen it. It is now in the hands of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They have 20 days to respond.
And the bill gets ready for when those results are made public. Specifically, it gives the commissioner not a mandate, but the option to order Wellmark to give excessive profits back to policyholders. Wellmark and Republican lawmakers object, and the state insurance commissioner, Nick Gerhardt, is being careful not to take a stand. Lobbyist Tom Alger confirms that the commissioner has discussed what to do if the audit shows excessive reserves.
If it is determined that there is a surplus, we were going to have to figure out how we were going to approach that excessive surplus. And this was an answer the legislators had. We may be able to do this in different ways.
Officials say a 2011 audit concluded the company's reserves were not excessive and, in fact, might be on the low side to cover future risk. Senator Hatch believes the company's risk has gone down and profit potential has gone up as a result of the Affordable Care Act. He's also concerned that if excess isn't given back in rebates, the company might lower its rates and push new competitors out.
It's one of those rare opportunities that you protect both the industry and the consumer.
Wellmark lobbyist Frank Stork says at a minimum, the legislature should wait to see what the latest audit indicates.
We oppose the bill. We don't think it's necessary. I think we have reasonable reserves.
Republicans on the Senate Commerce Committee locked up against the bill. Senator Bill Anderson agrees, let's wait for the audit.
And also, this is a private company, and I'm not sure what role we have telling them what they have to use their reserves for.
The bill moves next to the full Senate for debate, followed by iffier prospects in the Republican-controlled House. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.